You guys know I haven't been working for almost 3 years. I've done odd jobs here and there, try to get whatever I can get just to, you know, help us out, help my family out and stuff like that. And I've been waiting on the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, I want a job. You know, I need a job with benefits. I need a job. I need a job, Lord, you know. But through the 3 years that I have not been working, I have not met missed a meal. My kids been healthy. My wife been healthy. I've gained a lot of pounds that I'm trying to lose. But God, I tell you, God has been so faithful to us that by always met our needs. And to me, I tell you, when I see believers and I see myself sometimes, the thing is not going right, I get very upset at the enemy. And I get upset sometimes. Some of the things that happen to us is because we mess up. But I always say, I always talk to my mom. My mom say, but you know, hijo, eso le pasa. I say, it's not acceptable. Because I serve a king who said, take care of me. This is not acceptable. We do not accept this. So I just started a job. And so far, I'm 42 years old. The jobs I've been working been rough and hard. But this one, it's a piece of cake. I get to be here on Tuesday nights, which I love, and Sundays. So God has been good to us, to my wife, and to myself. And God has put a lot of people in my life that helped me. You know, Brother Darrell knew this guy. Darrell Manny knew I was looking for a job. And he spoke to the guy. And the guy didn't even know me. He put a good word in him. When I went in there, you know, it's funny. Let me go back. I go in there, and Darrell Jr. called me on a Sunday afternoon, something like that. We just came in. My wife came from shopping, Sam's. And he called me, Junior, I think I got a job for you. And then I think he put the guy on the phone, and I spoke to the guy for a minute. Then he gave me the guy's number. And I called him that Sunday afternoon, even though we may not home or whatever, but I called him. And we spoke. He said, come in Monday morning. I said, okay, I'll be there Monday. So I went Monday. And when I, that was an notice, but when the guy came out, I looked at him. I said, you look familiar. And he just like brushed it off because he's the supervisor. He's the boss. He probably heard that 1,000 many times, thinking I just want to get in. But then we talking, and then he goes, so where you work? Oh, I work for Edie's Ice Cream for 12 years. I have the North Shore and how to out east sometimes. Is your name Junior? I said, yeah, it is. Oh, don't you remember me? I helped you out because I was in King Cullen, Northport, with a lot of snow. I backed in the tractor trailer and I couldn't get out. He was the one who helped me. I pulled the chain and pulled me out. He said, that was me. I said, there you go. So me and him, we buddies now. He texts me all the time. But God's good. God's so good to us. Despite ourselves, he's good to us. I want to talk to you. I'm not going to be here too long. And one thing also I just remember. I came home and told my wife, I said, you know what? I admire Pastor. You know why? Because you're busy. You're working. You got a family. And you still got to study and try to prepare. And I was like, wow, my gosh, I have much time. But I really appreciate our pastor because he does it every day. We know he got long days. He's here working, school, teaching, counseling. But he still finds the time to pour us out to us. So I do appreciate him for that. And I know some of us, or maybe all of us do. But I want to talk to you about today. One time Pastor talked about God, Jesus said he has given us the keys to the kingdom. Remember that? And he said one of the keys to the kingdom was prayer. So as we look at the keys is plural. So that means there's more things to it, to the kingdom. So he shared about prayer. I want to share about humility. We could go to the book of James, chapter 4. This doesn't get any easier, Sister Andy. James 4, you got it? It says, But he gives more grace. Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah. One of the character qualities we have here at the church is meekness, is yielding my personal rights and expectations with desire to serve. That is what humility is. I'm in Spanish, I don't know. Is being humble. Always looking for the other person. Not for ourselves, not for our gain, but looking towards others. In the book of James chapter 4, as we read from 5 to 10, it gives you a description how to get rid of pride. As we read, we see that pride, God says he resists the proud. So when we're proud and we're prideful and we boast about ourselves, God can even deal with us at that level. We got to totally surrender to God and say, Lord, it's not me, it's you. I can't do this, what you call me to do, but it's you. That's a humble spirit. Humble person knows that does not depend on himself, but depends on God. Totally. 100%. Wakes up in the morning and said, Lord, if it wasn't for you, I could not get up this morning. If it wasn't for you, Lord, I can't do it. Every time I come together, this new job I just got, they gave me a stop it's the worst thing ever to back in, track the trailer. And as they're giving you training and they're giving you safety and all this, they tell you, do not back the truck no matter what. But everybody knows you track the trailer. You always got to back it up to make your deliveries. That's most of the time we do. So this is like, you go in the middle of the street, you back up, then you go around, there's another curb you got to go around. It's crazy. And the first day I went out, and I went there with the guy I met, and he was like, oh, let me show you. So he got on, he did. I was like, what? I couldn't believe that he did it. I was like, I've never done that before. So I said, he gave me a try. He said, hey, I want you to do it. Took me 8 tries, and I still didn't get it. And I've been driving trucks for a long time. So the next day, he said, you want to go by yourself? And I go, yeah, I'll go by myself. Because I pray to God. I said, Lord God, I want to do this. And just like Sister Joan was just mentioning, she's lost his paper. The small things and the big things, God is interested in our lives. So I said, Lord God, I need your help in this, Lord. And the next day I went by myself. I told my wife, took me only 2 tries. Now I become a pro at it. And it's because of God. Right? Now, we could look at 2 people. I chose to look at 2 people who show humility or humbleness or meekness. Moses and Jesus. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 2, tells us there was no man more humble than Moses. No man more humble. This is to say, when I was reading, I was like, didn't he kill an Egyptian? But the Bible says he's still humble. Humbleness or meekness, something that we do. Something that we have to strive after to become. As we're led by the Holy Spirit, Bible in Galatians tells us that it's a gift from God. It's from the Holy Spirit. So as we're being led by the Holy Spirit, we demonstrate humility, we demonstrate meekness, humbleness, as we're being led. If we're not being led and we're being too prideful on ourselves and say sometimes, in church, this person should be here. This word's for them. Meantime, you know it's you. That's a prideful person. Instead of just being a doer of the word, instead of being a hearer of the word, you got to do it. You got to apply in your lives. We all know we've been here striving, not striving, like in a bad term, but to do the best for God. to demonstrate His glory, to give Him praise and honor in our actions, in our talk, and wherever we may go. Hallelujah. The Bible, like I said before, I went a little ahead of myself, but I did mention Numbers 12, verse 3. Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Talks about Moses. And Jesus is the other example I wanted to, of course, we always got to go to Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 29 to 30, he says, Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart. As we see and let us, the Spirit of God move us and lead us and guide us, he said, I am meek and lowly in heart, and he will give us rest. As we continue to seek God and desire, and just a hunger, just a passion. As the scripture said, I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. That the Lord keeps his promises. I was looking for a scripture. I don't know if it is, but maybe you guys can help me. I couldn't find it. It says that to the humble, God will show his ways. I don't know if that's there, but I'll look for it. But if anybody finds it later on, just you can share with me, because I was trying to look for it. Like I said, meekness is a fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And we remember in the book of Luke 18, verse 9 to 14, talks about two people, a Pharisee and a publican. The Pharisee went and prayed, and he was thanking God, Lord, thank you that I am much better than everybody else. I give my tithe, I go to church. I'm so much better than everybody else around me, because he was looking at himself. He was prideful of himself. He was thinking of his own righteousness because he kept the law. But there was another one, the publican, who said, Lord, have mercy on me, a poor old sinner. It says that they who exalt themselves will be humbled, and them who humble themselves will be exalted. So the Pharisee, at one point or another, was humbled. He had to be, according to the scripture. And the publican who humbled himself was exalted, a place of elevation. That's the way us believers should be. We should not worry about ourselves or worry about anybody, what they're saying, but worry about how to help you. How can I help you today? How can I be of service today? How can I help you this morning, this afternoon, this evening? A call, a simple call. How are you? How are you doing? We missed you. What are you doing? What's going on in your life? Not that I'm nosy, but because I want to serve you. See, when we totally humble ourselves, we know when we first came to God, we humble ourselves and said, I'm a sinner, Lord, and I need your grace. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me, make me new. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. We had to acknowledge that, because if we were proud ourselves, we would probably be in the same place we were when we got here. Right? Hallelujah. And like I said before, Jesus passed about the keys. I like to give scriptures. My daughter still told me, oh, Dad, you give too much scriptures. I said, yeah, because I don't want to just speak and just say stories. I want to give scriptures. I want to give reference. So that when you go home, you actually live. Because I've seen people who come up, give you a scripture, and they're talking about something else that is not even pertaining. And so I was like, I love to give the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Going back over here. Another chapter I give you is Mark 10, verses 35 to 45. This is a story about James and John, who come to Jesus and said, Jesus, give us a place at your throne. For one that wanted to sit on his right hand, wanted to sit on the left hand. We know the right hand is the next in line, and the left hand is the next in line to the right hand, the first. So they wanted their turn. See, that's why we come into the God. We want a position right away. We come into the serve, we come to church, and we want a position. We want to be here, we want to be there, that we think we should be. But Jesus told them, if you want to be great, become a servant. Become the least of all. You know, in God's kingdom, things operate totally different. As we see, I mean, the other day, I forgot the guy's name. I'm familiar with all these shows and all that, but some politicians, I forgot names, actors, they done some stuff that's come on TV and the stuff that you and I look like, what? Well, no way, it can't be possible. But then they turn around, they got a new sitcom. They're running for this and they're running for that. They're writing books, they're doing this. They get lifted up for all their nonsense and they do. And I said, you know what? God's kingdom is totally different. God's kingdom wants us to humble ourselves, to totally depend on Him, and to rely on Him. And then He says, you're ready to go to the next level. And being humble is till Christ comes. Because the proud says, I've attained it, I've gained, and I'm done. Meantime, the proud says, oh Lord, I need more. Oh, Lord, I need more. I need more help. Oh, Lord, I can't, whatever. I can't love my wife if you called me, Lord, because I can't do it on my own. Mark 10, verse 35 and 45. 35 to 45. Jesus said He did not come to serve, but to serve. We look at Jesus and we say, I'm talking about being humble. And we say, Jesus who turned the money tables. Jesus is called the Pharisees liars, sons of the devils. And he said some stuff like, what? Is that little meekness Jesus talking like that? But He knew what it was right. He stood for what is right. A humble person doesn't just get ran over and takes whatever's being dished out to them. A humble person, when knows that is right, stands up and says, no. This is the truth. This is the way it ought to be. Not because everybody's doing it. Not because everybody's going with the same flow. But a humble person says, no. Because stand up. You know, humbleness is like, I heard somebody say, being humble is like, I just lost it. I'll try to find it later in a little while. Hallelujah. See, the Bible tells that for us in Philippians 2, it says for us to have let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who did not think it robbery to be equal with God, but humble himself. Don't you know that Jesus, again, going back to the money tables, He called the Pharisees names. And as He was tempted by the devil, He was humble. Because while He was tempted by the devil, the devil told Him, turn these stones into bread. He said, I don't live by bread alone. He could have climbed up the hill and said, but He never did. He could have if He wanted to, and it would have been over for you and I. Hallelujah. You see how Christ did it? I mean, we look at Christ and we could think back and how Christ demonstrated humility. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but humbleness. When Pharaoh asked him, are you a king? He said, you say that I am. He could have said, yes, I am. But he said, don't you know that I could call thousands and thousands of angels if I chose to? But he humbled himself. Because you know, that as he humbled himself, God gave him a name that is above every name. Every name. And that the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. We give him praise for that. Because, you know, even though despite the pain and the shame, he still chose to stay humble. He still chose to stay humble for you and I. To give us this life that we are experiencing today. Even though with trials and tribulation, with sickness, whatever it may be, he said, in this world you will have trials, you will have tribulations. But out of the second part, he said, be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world. And since he has overcome the world, we who are in Christ are more than overcomers through him. Hallelujah. Now, I'm almost done. Oh, God. God is good, man. I tell you, I just enjoy when I'm sharing his word. It's just like, my heart just like opens up and like, I just need more. I want more. I want more. Like I said before, I've tasted and seen God. Oh my gosh. He's so wonderful to us. A humble person is always looking for the needs of others. We could look at example of Paul, who did that. Paul says, he said, I desire to be with the Lord. For me to die is gain. If I desire to be with the Lord. But it's better for me to stay here for your sake, to continue to plant seeds in your life. He could have said, you know what? Okay, I'm done with you guys. Your guys, the Corinthians church and all those guys, I'm done. I'm done with you guys. But he said, no. He said, I'm perplexed between two realms, though. Two, meaning Christ and staying with the church. And his desire was to continue to serve the church. To continue to nourish the church. Hallelujah. So we continue to let the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us and desire the greatness of God. You know that God works with the humble. God works with the people have totally surrendered to him. God works with those people who are just thirsty and hunger after righteousness. He doesn't work with the proud. Like we read before, we look at it, he resists the proud. You just think of, put that picture in your mind. He says he resists the proud. He resists you if you're proud. He will continue to resist you if you're proud. You will never move to a level that you think you should be because you're proud. But quickly, once you humble yourself, you see that God's going to move you to places you never thought about or imagined. He's going to give you opportunities, going to open doors. He's going to make you such a blessing to people when they see you, when you touch them, they're going to be healed. Because God just loves a humble person. God's heart is after the humble. I just want to read. I got copies of this. If you guys want to take some different copies, but if you guys don't mind, I keep them to myself. But I wrote down, and I'm almost done. Some of the greatest promises in the Word of God are made to the humble. I'm going to give you some scriptures. So if you want to write them down, take a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'll give you a few minutes to do that. If not, I have copies. Again, some of the greatest promises the Word of God are made to the humble. He says he lifts us up. Psalm 147:6. Says that he'll look out for our protection. Isaiah 66:2. Is my Spanish coming out? I feel like it's coming out. I don't know. I don't know. Hallelujah. He says he will dwell with us and revive us. Isaiah 57:15. He says he will hear us. Psalms 69:32-33 says he gives us grace. Here we, everybody remember what grace is? Pastor taught us what grace is. God's ability to do his will joyfully. And one of the things too that I always look at that, I look as empowerment. When Paul had the thorn, he said, Lord, would you take it away from me? God said, no, my power is enough. He makes us patient under trial. Job 1:22. He will give us the earth as an inheritance. Matthew 5:5. He said, like Sister Joan mentioned this morning, this tonight. He gives us rest for our souls. Matthew 11:29. He will exalt us and give us grace. I think I said that, but James 4:10, you can find his different scripture. 4:10. And to the church. Everyone should know this one. I'm not even going to say it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. He will hear the church, forgive our sins, and heal our land. All these are promises for the humble. And you know what? There's plenty more. But I was like, I'm pressed for time. Pastor, I don't know how Pastor does it. Only I don't get to share every time. So I see him like, wow, it's amazing. But Raymond knows about it too. Last time you're working, kids, wife, time together. Hallelujah. And, of course, God promises for the proud. You guys want me to read that after you? Or? Okay. Promises to the proud. They are an abomination. Proverbs 16:5. Prideful is a sin. Proverbs 21:4. God will resist them. James 4:6. They're enemies of God. Jeremiah 50:31. He will keep his distance, meaning God. Psalms 138:6. He will bring them low. Job 40:11. He will not answer to the proud. Job 35:12. He will scatter them. Luke 1:51. He will rebuke them. Psalms 119:21. And they will not go unpunished. Proverbs 16:5. Hallelujah. I think I'm done. Short and sweet, like Brother Steve Henderson says. Short and sweet. Yep. Hallelujah.